A new Quinnipiac poll of registered voters shows Ohio may be a swing state once again. The race between President Trump and likely Democratic nominee Joe Biden is a virtual dead heat, with a little over 4 months to go before the November election. Biden is at 46%. Trump, who won Ohio by 8 points in 2016, is at 45%.
If you held an election tonight, we'd be up all night waiting for the numbers, and it may last for days. It's that close.
Quinnipiac polling analyst Tim Malloy says more than 90% of voters from each party choose their respective candidate. Independents favor Trump by 4 points. Trump has a 13-point lead with voters 50 to 64 years old, but Biden has a 12-point advantage with a very active block of voters over 65. Biden has an overwhelming lead with black voters and a 16-point lead with women. Trump has an 8-point lead with white voters and a 16-point advantage with men. Biden leads college-educated white voters by 21, and Trump leads non-college-educated whites by the same margin. The poll also shows Biden has an unfavorable rating with 45% of voters, but Trump's is at 53%. There's good news in the poll for Trump's fellow Republican, Governor Mike DeWine. Malloy said the poll showed 3/4 of Ohio voters polled approve of DeWine's performance on the job, while only 44% like the way Trump is doing his job.
A lot of governors are popular in their states now. The federal government's not the least bit popular in the way they've handled the coronavirus. But your governor may be the most popular governor in America. But if you look at the Trump numbers on that, they're like half of what he gets.
60% said DeWine's lifting of coronavirus restrictions was about right. The rest were evenly split over whether it was too soon or not soon enough. The poll also measured reactions to current issues on race and police. Malloy said just over half of voters support banning the Confederate flag in public places, but almost the same number oppose removing Confederate statues.
The flag is one thing and statues are another, and we've seen this kind of number in every state we've done. People in America are more willing to get rid of the Confederate flag than they are of a statue in a square.
More than 80% of the poll approve of their local police, and well more than half oppose cutting funding for police and shifting it to social services. But there was a sharp breakdown when voters were asked whether being a victim of police violence is something they personally worry about. 82% said no, but the 18% that said yes included 60% of black voters and just 9% of white voters. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.